Cei bună băiți amigdoși, mei dovei omeno, bisele călăchei nu besoi rosăco. Cei bună băiți amigdoși, mei dovei.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, the first hour is the mixture of everything but Chazanut, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis for those of us who love all Jewish music, but particularly those who are Chazanis lovers. The second hour is strictly Chazanis. A couple of announcements before we get to the music. First of all, on Thursday, February 28th, it's just a couple of weeks away, at the Barclay Center, Yitzchak Perlman and cantor Yitzchak Helfgott will be presenting a program together with the Klezmer Conservatory Band with Hankus Netzky. I know that the tickets are now $50, good seats, and you can go to barclayscenter.com, or you go to ticketmaster.com, or call 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000 to purchase tickets. I'll look forward to seeing many of my friends there. It's certainly going to be quite an experience. I've never been to the Barclay Center, and you know that Ratner has donated the arena for this fundraising event, and it's the first Jewish event at the center, and it promises to be a very interesting and exciting experience. So that's on February 28th at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. March 10th, which is just a few weeks away, there will be a very interesting cantorial concert at Congregation Anshei Shalom in New Rochelle. That is 50 North Avenue. It starts at 5 o'clock, which is interesting, and it's only a $30 ticket. It really should be much more to hear cantor Bensian Miller, cantor Moshe Shulhoff, and cantor Yaki Lemmer, together with our dear friend Danny Gildora at the piano. So tickets are $30, and it promises to be a wonderful evening of Chazanis. Again, it's at Congregation Anshei Shalom at 50 North Avenue in New Rochelle. Those of you, of course, you're listening on the computer and you know how to go to Google Maps or whatever. It's right off of the highway there. It's a quick ride from any place in the metropolitan area. And I just would like to point out on my calendar, I made an error of March 19th, but it's March 9th. Zevi Muller will be having the Hampton Synagogue Choir of Shabbat Chazanut at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. So that's March 9th. Zevi Muller with the Hampton Synagogue Choir. They're probably one of the finest, if not the finest, cantorial choir around. And Yitzchak Chaimov and wonderful, wonderful talents. It's certainly an evening of wonderful, wonderful. It's a Shabbos, a very special Shabbos. Again, at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. I think it's on West 76th Street, just off of Columbus. But you know how to find it. Okay, on to the Chazanis. And many of you who have listened to my program over the years know that Arla Diamond is a favorite of mine. So let's hear a couple of his classics. First, we'll start with Baruch Kavod. This is Arla Diamond. Oh, Okay, starting the program off with Arla Diamond. And as I was listening to this, I was thinking about the wonders of the internet and of the ability of this program to reach around the world. And it's awe-inspiring. First of all, I'm so pleased that Gershom Ben Avraham in Holland is listening. And Gershom, I hope that you'll enjoy this program. I look forward to perhaps greeting you and meeting you someday. And Danny from Australia. And we got Cy sitting in his office in Manhattan. And we've got Saul in New Jersey in Monmouth County. Julian, I know you're in your car. And Mickey, you're in your apartment. And it's so gratifying to know that this program is touching the souls of so many people, and it's what makes this whole venture so gratifying for me, quite frankly. And thank you for all your feedback. Let's get back to Arla Diamond, and the next selection is Uvedivre Kotchakor, Arla Diamond.
Ove divre kodeshecha kasov leyamo ka
Diamond. I really enjoy him, in case you didn't know that. Okay, we're next going to hear from cantor Eliezer Shulman. He served at the Great Neck Synagogue in Nassau County for 36 years. He died in 2005, about 8 years ago. He was born in Newark. And those of you who are familiar with my upbringing in Newark, you've heard me speak about Cantor Shulman's brother, Rabbi Shulman, who had a little shul in Asbury Park. It was actually near the border of Deal, and it was contiguous to a little area that was called Lock Arbor. Lock Arbor. That was where a lot of the Jews from Newark, we used to go to Bradley Beach, and then as we got older, we went to Lock Arbor. And I remember Rabbi Shulman, Cantor Shulman's brother, coming to the beach on Sundays and greeting all of us. My mother knew his family from Newark, and this is going back, 60 years ago. Whew. Really, wow. Time goes by when you're having fun. Goes by very fast, doesn't it? Okay, Cantor Eliezer Shulman with V'ha'arev Na.
Kulanu yodei shemecho.
Eliezer Shulman. Oh, we have fans of so many of these great cantors, and I dedicate this to a gentleman who I'll be seeing on March 10th at Congregation Anshei Shalom, Alan Rosenberg. And Alan, I came across the davening, the Shabbos morning service davening for Shalom Katz. I'll be playing half of it this week, and then the other half perhaps next week or two. And I'll see that you get a copy of this. Obviously, this will be Shalom Katz, and we'll go right through from Lekel Baruch to Al Horishonim Mimkomcha from the Kedusha, Ritzei and Modim. So sit back and get ready for some very, very wonderful davening with a great choir and Shalom Katz. And Alan, I'm sure you'll enjoy this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to be my savior. Veuillez la bonne seine,
God.
say, Hashem Elokeinu, Beyamcho, Beyamcho Yisroel.
Oh, Thank you.
Wow, how would you like to have been in shul listening to Shalom Katz and that wonderful choir? Wow, that must have been some experience. I have yet to play in forthcoming programs Brich Shemein Av HaRachamim and then the Musaf with Shalom Katz and the wonderful choir. Hope you enjoyed this. Now, I do know there's a little pinging here and there and perhaps there was a little skipping. You have to understand that I re-recorded from the 33 onto a CD, and I confess I don't have sophisticated equipment, and usually we don't have that kind of interference, but it happens sometimes. But as you all are aware, my collection has been donated to the American Society for Jewish Music, and we're embarking on digitizing the entire collection, and we're trying to merge with the Israel Sound Archives. More about that in the future. So in someday you'll be able to listen to all this wonderful, wonderful music without any interference because of recording issues. That's my dream. That's my goal. And I promise you that I'm going to be doing everything I can to make that a reality. You'll hear more about that. And remember, save the date of June 23rd. That's Sunday evening. Yes, more about that in the future also. Okay, so thank you for joining with me. And this is Charlie Bernhout at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. And Alan, I'm sure you enjoyed this as much as I did and as much as many of our listeners throughout the world. So shalom. Come back again next week.